Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Depraved Awakening. You guys really like this game, so we decided to go ahead and do some more of it. And, getting close to the end of this one. This game isn't that expensive, so, if you want it, you can probably get it off Itch, or I think it's a free download if you support Philly Games with City of Broken Dreamers. It's just one click, and there you go. So, plenty of chances to get this game. It's not hard to find, and obviously his big project right now, almost done with City of Broken Dreamers, and he'll be working on something else. I talked to him. He says another game is definitely coming. Not saying a word about it yet, but it's definitely coming. And as good as City of Broken Dreamers was, I can't wait to see what the next thing he'll be cooking up for us will be. But let's go ahead and get started with Depraved Awakening. Mido, you're up. Good. Why are you standing there like that in the dark? Does your shoulder hurt? I dressed it as best I could. Actually, yes, it's still sore, but I think you did an outstanding job. Mr. Grimm, I need to thank you. What you have done for me. Nobody has shown me such great kindness. Mido. It's okay. Mido, you were almost killed back there. But you saved me. I am yours now. Fine. That you are. My God, her body is perfect. Yes, touch me. Does this please you? Very much. Well, he says it does, but I say, yes, very much so. Now, turn over. What can I do to please you, Mr. Grimm? Mr. Grimm is fine. Get on top of me. I want to see your entire body. Yes, Mr. Grimm. Oh, wow. She's astounding. That pussy is so tight. Now, fuck me, Mido. Yes. Good girl. Oh, that feels good. I love you inside of me. Go faster, please, Mr. Grimm. Yes. Oh. Yes, enter me. I am yours. You are amazing. Even faster, you need to fuck me. Ah, yes. Amazing. She's fantastic. Oh, yes. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not the greatest with these voices. You are making me come. Oh, Mr. Grimm, let me please you more. Okay. Squat down on me. I want to enter you deeply. Slowly, Mr. Grimm, I want you to feel every inch of me. Wow. Oh my God. Would you like me to go deeper? Enjoy all of me? Yes. Okay, the render on that was a little wonky. Yes. Oh my God. Ugh. And it's like a fucking piston machine. Ah, yes, Mr. Grimm. Holy fuck. Let me please you more. Get on the floor. Yes, Mr. Grimm. You said you are mine, correct? Yes. Will you be my whore then tonight? Yes, make me your whore, Mr. Grimm. Well, that's what I like to hear. I like how I'm just sort of responding without reading the text here. Well, I mean, that's the kind of guy I am. Is that what you want? I was put here to serve you. Oh, you were. Come here. Use me, Mr. Grimm. Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh. God, fuck yes, so submissive. Take it, my little whore. Oh! Use your little whore. Yes, you are mine, Mido. Mido. I still don't know how to pronounce that. I am yours, Mr. Grimm. Now let's see what else you can handle. Oh, what else do you have planned for me? Ooh, there we are. Kneel before me. I like that one. Yes, Mr. Grimm. Are you ready to be mine? I am, Mr. Grimm. I'm a little perplexed. What should I do? be a bit rough, or a blowjob. Yeah, yes! That's it, Mr. Grimm. Good girl. Now, are you going to put this in your mouth? Mr. Grimm, you need to make me do it. Man, she is something, isn't she, fellas? Like this. Yes. Swallow it. Of course. There you go, in and out, just like that. I love slurp it, Mr. Grimm. What else can I do with you? Okay, we did this already. And I think that might be it. Go faster now. I want you to make me come. Wow. She sucks well. That mouth of hers is so wet. She's like a fucking Hoover vacuum. Oh yeah, I'm getting close. Yes, I'm going to... Face. Here it comes. You were wonderful. So were you, Grimm. Come on, we have to try to get back to the city early tomorrow. We should get some sleep. Again, thank you for everything you've done for me. Hey, you get some sleep now. The others back home must be wondering where the hell I am. I'll call Judy first thing in the morning. Right now, I think I just need to sleep. Damn, that was a tough day. Patrick, you motherfucker, I hope you're burning in hell right now. I'll get to the bottom of all this one way or another. Grimm is on the case. Mr. Grimm. Should call myself Mr. Grimm, but isn't that a guy from Twisted Metal, Mr. Grimm? Think so. Anyway, I gotta kill this bug. Ugh, damn it. I thought I'd got it. I definitely weakened it. There were electric sparks coming from it. It definitely felt that. I mean, if there was a damage counter, you would have seen numbers. Sorry, I've been playing a lot of the Trails games lately. It's not just hentai for me, guys. I've actually been playing the shit out of Trails in the Sky. So, yeah, I've been seeing a lot of those little damage counters when you hit the enemies. Good game. I'm trying to get ready for Reverie, even though it's like 640 hours. Yeah, I'll be in it by 2025 at this rate. Anyway, let's continue. Well, well, what have we got here then? Oh, that's a cop. Officer Brute. Well, okay. He does look like the dude you'd think of wearing the Brute cologne. He just seems like him. Officer Brute, we have a 505A on Highway 402, eastbound exit 20. Someone else can handle that. I got myself a better catch. Well, let's get to it. Hope the goods are as excellent as they appear driving by. Tis, tis, shouldn't be speeding, lady. Woman like you, not gonna take much more for me to pull you over. Let's try that one again. Woman like you, not gonna take much for me to pull you over. Ma'am. What seems to be the problem, officer? Caught you going over the speed limit back there. Oh, I didn't know. Can we make this quick? I have somewhere I need to be. License, please? Of course. It's around here somewhere. There it is. I hope it's all in order. Miss Carpenter, well, well. Officer Brute. Now, you see, we have a lot of drunk drivers in these parts. I'm gonna have to ask you to step out of the vehicle. Need to see you walk a straight line to the cruiser back there. Oh, really, Mr. Cop? Well, wouldn't mind watching her walk a straight line. Renders have gotten a lot better, haven't you guys noticed? Keep walking. Yeah, good. Very good. Click. Now, can you dance? Huh? I hate fucking cops. Wow! Didn't see that coming! Monday morning at the motel. Mito, hey kid, time to get up. Mr. Grimm, what time is it? Oh wow, her model looks a hell of a lot better. Remember what she used to look like at the beginning? The rendering has evolved. Mr. Grimm, what time is it? A bit past 7. Look, I need to try to reach Judy on the phone. Who? Shit, I didn't even think about that. A friend, someone I've been looking after recently. How many girls do you take care of, Mr. Grimm? I've lost count. Now try to get ready. We need to get back to the city. I got you some clothing. Sorry for the lack of fashion sense on my part. Thank you. Now's the time to try, Judy. Blah, blah, blah. Now's the time to try, Judy, would be what I'm supposed to say. Phone ringing. Hello? Judy, it's Grimm. Grimm, where'd you go? You didn't come home last night. Judy, not now. Listen to me. Grimm, you were supposed to... Judy, stop. I know, kiddo. I'm sorry. I didn't know where you were. I thought something must have happened. What's been going on, Grimm? I know you're keeping something from me. What's wrong? Listen, Judy, where are you right now? On the bus to work. Why? Okay, listen. When you get to work, stay there. I don't want you going back to the apartment today. What? Why? I'll explain when I get back to the city. Grimm, what's happening? Stick with Christina, alright? Okay. Grimm, I miss you. Please come back as quick as you can. Our model looks way different now. I'll be there in a few hours. After making a few more phone calls... Mr. Grimm? This is all you could find? Sorry, kid. It was a bait and tackle shop. Options were limited. The shirt I understand, but yoga pants? Gotta have yoga pants. Anyway, let's get going. We're meeting with Stella just before lunch. Hours later at Free City Memorial Park. Where are they? They'll be here soon, don't worry. We're just a bit early. Mr. Grimm, I don't know how to thank you. Seeing you smiling like that is all the thanks I need. Not last night? Okay, you got me. Last night, too. So Carly and Stella will be taking care of you for a bit. Look, there she is. Perceptive little bird. What happened to you? Oh, look, their models are different, too. Nothing good, but the guy responsible won't be causing any trouble for us again. What do you mean? Stella! Hey, it's okay, Mito. You're bleeding. Did you get shot? I'll be fine. Mito patched me up. So now what? We can take her back to the apartment. Stella, it's already cramped with the two of us. I have an idea, but you may not like it. Stella, would you please take Mito to the car? Sure. See you later, Mr. Grimm. See you, Mito. So what's this idea? You still have your room at the Vic Hotel? I do. But with watching over Stella, it's been pretty empty. Could Mito stay there, at least for a little while? Grimm, this whole thing has gotten out of hand, hasn't it? Afraid so. I may have put you in danger, so you'll need to take care. That's something I know how to do. I've dealt with my share of bad apples. Be extra careful, okay? Drive out to the suburbs and make sure you're not being followed. Then rent a car to get back to the Vic. Seriously? Yes, seriously. I found evidence they've been following me. For all I know, they're following you as well. Holy shit, Grimm. I deserve a bonus after this. Grimm, before you go... Yes? I just want to say, I may have been wrong about you. You helped Stella, and now this poor Mito girl. Just doing what's right. You keep her safe, okay? I will. Now time to check in on Judy. And after, we can scope out this Regent building Mito told me about. 30 minutes later at the Rockford Spa. Judy! Grimm, where were you? You had me really worried. Hey, come here. Is that blood? Oh, what's happening? Damn it, I've scared her. I have to ease her mind a bit. Look, I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. This case has evolved more than I thought it would. Or more than I ever thought it would, rather. There are some very bad players in the game. What do you mean? How bad? Bad enough. So the police outside the other day? That was your doing? Yeah, that was just a precaution. Don't worry. It'll all be fine. I promise. What about the blood? What about you not coming home last night? I had to leave town. Someone was in serious trouble, and I needed to help. I should have called earlier. It was stupid of me. Okay, but that doesn't explain the blood. Like I said, some bad players. I got into a fight. It's all right. I'll be okay. Well, I hope he looks worse off than you. Yeah, you could say that. Hey, is Christina around? I should speak with her. Yeah, go upstairs. It's the first door on the left. Thanks, kiddo. A minute later, upstairs. Holy shit. Wait, I recognize her. What a sight to behold. Probably shouldn't be here. Wow, look at her model. I don't know if that's the same model you used before. The model looks a little better. Miss Turner, can you just give me a minute? Grim, what's up? I'm with a client, so it has to be quick. Don't worry, I won't keep you. So, what's up? Look, for reasons there's no time to get into, I was hoping Judy could stay with you. I don't know, my place is... Oh, alright, fine. For how long? Hopefully just a couple nights. I really appreciate it, Christina. Thank you. Sure, sure, if you'll excuse me, I have some lotion to spread around. Now, Mito mentioned if her husband were hiding something, his office at the Regent Building would be the best place to look. 45 minutes later, outside the Regent Building. Okay, here we are, but where to go? Let's not get ahead of ourselves here, Grim. Just scope the place out and formulate a plan of attack later. Look around. Let's see what's back here. Locked. Shit. Ah, but careless. This one isn't. Ah, this is a lot harder with a hole in my chest. I hope hell is treating you proper, Patrick. This could work. Easy access and out of sight. Gotta be something useful in here. Nice. Whoever set the security system on this door wasn't too bright. Just another cut. Done. No more door alarm. Where does this hallway lead? Maybe there's a service elevator down here I can use? Let's get closer. Gotta be quiet. Clink! Stupid keys! Hey, you hear something? Just rats, man. Vermin everywhere down here. Come on, let's go. Close. Let's get in that elevator and see what's upstairs. Classy. Up we go. Ding! Easy now. Just a quick peek. Then we're out of here. That must be where I need to go. The guard kind of gives it away. Who is he talking to? So I heard the boss's wife is a prime suspect. Cops say they've been looking everywhere for her. Seems crazy. Such a nice lady. I can't imagine she'd ever do anything like that. I still think it's suicide. I bet this whole place is about to go under. Time to move on, I say. I know some people. Maybe we can chat about it over drinks? Not sure my husband would appreciate that. Thanks for the offer, though. Time to get out of here. Getting around that guard could prove troublesome. How can I pull this off? Think, Grim. Well, I could just try the front door. People must go in and out all the time. This guy looks like he's seen some shit. That elevator looks like it leads up to Sun Wu's office. Approach. Maybe we can learn something here. Hey, stop right there. Can I see your pass? Sorry, I must be in the wrong place. Is this Stan and Lee, attorneys at law? No, sorry. This is the express up to Young Financial, and you need a pass to get up. Sorry, bud. Same Young that got thrown off the building the other day? So you're working for a dead man, huh? Guess the pay can't be that great. Anyway, have a good afternoon. I think I've learned what I can. Need to do some planning. Could use a nice, quiet drink. A few minutes later at a local dive, lots of security. Place would be hard to get into without getting noticed. Those guards were no rent-a-cops. Ex-military, maybe? I may need some help on this one. Mido could help. She's Young's wife, after all. That has to have some sway. Well, no need to make a decision yet. I'll have what he's having. So much for a quiet drink. Dumb prick. You've gone and done it now, haven't you? How so? Getting involved in the Awakening Club. Stupid mistake. You're putting a lot of people in danger, you know that? Is that some kind of threat, you potato-faced pile of rat shit? No, you dumb fuck. With you stirring up shit, you're not just putting your life on the line. You, me, your girl, Judy, even my sister, Lynn. Hal. Never mind, Hal. Drop it already. Let me guess. Did they offer you women? It's what they trade in, after all. Kind of thick, aren't you? These guys can pay a guy like you a fortune. They put you on the payroll. Fuck you. You think I'd work for a group like that just for money? If I needed extra cash, I'd skim some off the local back alley poker games. No need for bullshit like this. Holy shit, they're threatening your sister, aren't they? Fuck me. No wonder you want me to stop. Lynn has no clue. It was simple at first. I just asked for some favors, you know? No, in fact, I don't know. Keep talking. She wanted to sing, you understand? But getting work in this fucking city, even with a voice like hers. So they hooked her up with a gig down at the Vickers Club. How the fuck do you know that? Eddie, he pointed her out. Prick. Eventually, they started asking for their own favors. You know, look away here, forget that there. Small time shit. Hell, it was the sort of crap even a beat cop would typically just ignore. Next thing I know, fuck this, I've told you too much. I knew you were working for those bastards, Hollis. If only I had a choice, Grim. We're done here. Well, that's just great. Need to hit the spa and pick up Judy anyway. 45 minutes later, outside the Rockford Day Spa. You stupid whore. That's all you are, you dumb bitch. I told you I'm done. No fucking more. Get lost. Fucking dumb whores. All you're good for is sucking dick, you know that? Too bad I can't find yours. That was the guy in the photo. Christina! Sob. Over here! Sniffles. Come on, get out from under there. How much did you hear? All of it. Bang! Ouch! Are you okay? Oh, yeah. Come on, sit down. You sure you're okay? Yeah, I'll be fine. Damn. Her model is great now. Christina, I need to know who that guy was. I probably shouldn't. Christina, tell me. God, gross. He's a client, okay? Just a client? Didn't sound like it to me. Yeah, a client, but he always wants something extra. Happy endings and all that. Ugh, I feel sick. Please tell me you kept Judy away from all this. She has no idea. I sent her to my place when he came in. Told her I would lock up. Don't tell her about this. Trust me, I won't. It's not something I'm proud of. I'd rather not talk about it. Fair enough, but tell me one thing. Who is he? Just some guy with way too much money. Do you know his name? Think guys like that give their real names? You know what? What? I think you need a drink. Heh, sold, Grim. I know just the spot. Oh, okay. 30 minutes later at the Hawks Club. Come on, let's get some drinks. Yeah. I love redheads. Christina, wait up. This'll work. Come here much? Come here much, he says. Come on, Grim, you can do better than that. Hey, I was serious. It's so close to the spa, I figured this was a pretty good hangout for you. I guess so. Kira enjoys it a lot. Yeah, I spotted her once. Excuse me. I spotted her here once, actually. Really? Yeah, she was hanging out with a few people. I didn't intrude. What about you? Me? Honestly, places like this can be a bore, but every so often, if the mood is right, like right now, time for drinks! I could use one, too. After a few drinks and some small talk. So, I was thinking, the other day, Judy kinda spoiled our fun. I know, such a horrible, horrible little girl. You wanted something spicy before. Well, I promised to be the hottest fuck you've had in a long time. Ooh, I'm looking forward to that. I'm gonna be the hottest slut you ever fucked. Promise me one thing.
What's that?
Just fuck the hell out of me. Make my pussy beg for that cock days after we're done.
Bruh?
That's supposed to be Christina, not Grimm. Grimm, is that you? Okay. Much different model now. It is you! No Eddie tonight? Grimm, who's that? Are you going to introduce me to your little friend? Wow, she looks really good tonight. Did she do something with her hair? Can we go, Grimm? Yes, we can! Look, between redheads and that girl, I'm gonna go with the redhead. I'm sorry, that's me. I'm gonna fess up. Somebody told me, somebody always hits my comments. No simping, Grimm! Well, I'm sorry. It's a game and I don't have to worry about all the bullshit that you normally get. But no, don't simp. Don't simp. Don't do that shit. Sorry, Lynn. We were just leaving. Oh, well, on second thought, I didn't really care about your friend anyway. I mean, look at her. Your friend here is a colossal bitch, Grimm. Let's go. Me, a bitch? Oh, honey, you don't have a clue. Oh, shit, I might have started something. Look at you, daddy's little girl, thinking she's hot stuff. Lynn, what the hell? Let me fight my own fights, Grimm. Goddamn. Listen here, you stuck-up bitch. I don't even know you, and you say shit like that to me? Oh, so I was right. Except for one thing. You're no little girl at daddy's. No, you're just his embarrassment. Oh, shit. That's... Alright, I'm backing the fuck up. Hey, folks, fellas, don't never get between two women fighting. It ain't fucking worth it. What the fuck? What's wrong with you? Fuck you, you stupid cunt. You better get lost, you little hussy. I'll show your friend a good time instead. Can you believe that? She called me a cunt. The nerve. I wonder why. Like brother, like sister. Christina, wait! Christina, stop! Leave me alone! Stop, please! Forget her! Come on, it's okay. She's right, I'm just a huge disappointment. Oh no, you're not. Don't be saying that fucking bullshit about yourself. Be a doctor like him? No, not that. Then how about being a fucking lawyer? No, not that either. Nothing was ever good enough. I was never good enough. I thought maybe I could make my way on my own, then perhaps I'd earn his respect. Well, fuck him! But a fucking bachelor of lit didn't do much in the real world, did it? Oh, okay. Oh, alright, there we are. What was that for? You looked like you needed it. Sorry, I didn't mean... Hell with it, just kiss me again. Promise to show me a good time tonight, alright? For you, only my best. Sorry about that, Grimm. Don't know what came over me. Well, I know what's about to get come all over. Hey, it's okay, we all have our bad days. Let's go make this one a little better, okay? Sounds like a plan. With pleasure, Christina. Lead on. Alright. Back at the Rockford Day Spa. Well, here we are. Why didn't you hop in the tub? While you're relaxing, I'll get to something hot and spicy for you. Can't wait. What's she cooking up back there? Hot tub's nice, huh? fairly warm so far, but I think it could get real hot real soon. Hold on to your dick, Grim. Just give me a second. I'd say hurry up, but I've seen you angry. I don't like it when you're angry. Well, then let me apologize for that little outburst with this. Hot enough for you, Grim? I don't know. Let's see. I think we can do with that. As much as I would want to continue, we've got to end it right here for now. Don't worry, I'll get back to it next week. Definitely a nice hot scene with Christina planned. But it's kind of late. I need to go to bed, get a good night's sleep, because work sucks, and you know how it is. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time with more Depraved Awakening. There we are. Depraved Awakening, and hope you guys enjoyed it. I did.